inside the 10. Carr jumps it in, and it's Waller. He spins into the end zone for the touchdown. Watching greatness on one end. In LeBron, there's a dude with 35 in white getting it done defensively and then offensively, taking over the fight. Mama, there goes that man.
Everybody, and welcome back to this week's edition, the season finale edition of the Waterboy Experience. I am your host, the Waterboy himself, Davis McLemore, and we got a lot to cover this week, mainly in the NFL department, because if you haven't heard already, the Super Bowl happened. We're going to talk about the game itself, all of the publicity surrounding it, and the aftermath, and as well as some other small, little, unimportant, intricate details about sports in general, unrelated motorsports, that kind of stuff. But anyway, to help me do all of that is my good buddy, the CEO and CFO of Nye Productions, the Red Bull chugging son of a gun himself, Mr. Jason Shaddix. Jason, how does it feel to be at the end of what we're calling season three?
Season two, for God's sake.
It doesn't matter.
If you're calling it a season, it does matter. And right off the bat, you started to lie.
Hold on. We've called... three seasons of Formula One.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have.
No, we haven't.
All right, so we covered, well, hold on.
How did we cover the Abu Dhabi finale in 2021?
We did.
When it's in our theme song because it happened afterwards. We recorded this afterward.
You're not understanding because we didn't have the theme song in the beginning, remember?
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't. We didn't have that theme song in the beginning.
Yes, we did.
I swear.
Because Garrett was there the second episode, which is if you look back at our catalog, episode two isn't there because that's when we recorded with Garrett and Garrett promised to edit.
Okay, so maybe it was like right after.
It was right after.
Okay. Well, then maybe this is season two then. But who's keeping count anyway?
I'll tell you why. Because it says May 6, 2022, episode one, the NFL draft. And this is when we covered the NFL. We covered Formula One, the season opener in DTM, which I did not even continue after that. NHL, NBA, and much more, as it says in the description. Tell me, when's the last time you and I have talked about NHL or NBA since?
Let me give you this one. When was the last time we talked about UFC?
Did we ever?
We did once. I think that was episode two.
That's right, because that's when we talk NHL.
Yeah.
We haven't talked them since.
Wow. Some, you know, all we do is like wrestling, football, and Formula One, and then...
I mean, let's be honest.
Well, no, we talked about the NHL when that guy died.
Oh, that's true.
I don't even think that happened in the NHL.
And remember when we did the first season, we tried to cover like sports news, so we talked about... Hey, listen to this happen, and like this person won the NASCAR World Cup piston, whatever the fuck it is.
Who pissed in the cup?
I don't know. I think Jimmy Johnson.
The Stanley Piston? Stanley pissed in the cup?
Yeah. Stanley pissed in the cup.
Jimmy Johnson pissed in a Stanley Cup?
Yes. It was a big endorsement deal.
What a time to be alive. Well, anyway, we're going to jump right into the Super Bowl here. Now, me and you actually sat down and watched the entirety of this game.
And just like the Royal Rumble review, which never made the air.
Never, and it never will.
It never will. But that was because we were running out low on time. But just like that pay-per-view, this Super Bowl was the drizzling shits.
It was just blah. And I'll admit it got good there late in the game. But even it still wasn't exciting. We weren't, you know, jumping up and down on our feet.
We had more fun with the Bills and the Chiefs.
We did.
What was the most fun thing about those two games? And I'll tell you what it was. It was
Eminem?
That too. It was the Lions and it was the Bills. Because the Ravens weren't fun at all. But the Bills and the Lions, that's the Super Bowl we should have gotten.
Oh, by far. That would have been America's Super Bowl. That was the best case scenario. I mean, for weeks we were talking the best case scenario Super Bowl would be the Ravens versus the Lions.
No, well, the best case scenario would have been the Browns and the Lions.
that would have been, you know, amazing. The 0-16 teams, the only two 0-16 teams going up against each other.
Yes, yes, yes. Rub it in, Ryan, yeah. Don't you? Yeah.
Hey, the Raiders have been bad. We've never been 0-16 bad.
Moving on.
But we got the worst possible Super Bowl that we could get in the 49ers and the Chiefs. And it's not because I don't like the Chiefs. It's not because I don't like the 49ers. I praised the 49ers all year. I didn't do much praising for the Chiefs, but there wasn't much praising to be done. But collectively as a whole, America groaned when they saw what was happening. And everyone was saying, oh, well, Brock Purdy is our only hope at finally, you know, being able to say that Patrick Mahomes isn't the greatest or whatever they want to say.
But he's not the greatest of all time. He's only got 3 rings, right?
Yeah, well, 3 in the past 4 years, which is the same amount that I think Brady had in his first 4 years. We'll see how many more years that Patrick Mahomes can play.
If he gets another ring, he equals Joe Montana?
Yes, yes. But yeah, that, and a lot of people wanted to say, especially the commentators, they'd be like, oh, well, this is a different Chiefs team that we've seen all year.
No, it wasn't.
Quite honestly, no. If anybody was different, it was the Niners.
Yes, because you look at the Niners from Lions versus the Niners. In that first half, that Niners team is the same one that went to the Super Bowl. The second half, the one that kicked our ass, the one that made us choke, that wasn't the team in the Super Bowl at all. We saw flashes of that team, but at no point did that team ever get to the Super Bowl.
They also suffered from several injuries, to be fair, on the defensive side.
Oh, my God.
Mainly Greenlaw. I think that was his name. It was like Greenlaw or something like that. He's jumping up and down on the sidelines, and then all of a sudden, he starts running out on the field, and then he just flat on his fucking face.
Ass, and actually. He fell ass.
Ass, face, it's all the same. He made an ass of his face.
But yeah, that is true.
Apparently he tore his ACL doing that.
He Vince McMahon himself.
Well, no, Vince McMahon's was much worse, tearing both quads completely off the bone.
I know, but it's the same thing where, like, here comes this player, and this, here comes McMahon. They're not doing anything. McMahon just rolls into the ring, tries to stand up, and falls on his ass. This guy, look, you say he was jumping. He really wasn't jumping. If anything, he was just lightly hopping. And he
It was a light skip.
It was a light skip and a hop, and then he was on his ass.
And he didn't get up. And he stayed there.
And we laughed.
And we couldn't help it. Look, we couldn't help but laugh, because this is the Super Bowl, and the commentators were taking it so seriously.
That's what killed me. They were so serious.
And they brought the card out for him, and I was like, oh, my God.
I remember I go, Davis, they brought out the card for him.
Oh,
and
my God. I'm sorry. It was hilarious. I mean,
and then he refused to ride in the back of the cart, so he sat at the front.
Yeah. And so the other trainer guy was riding in the back of the cart, but I don't know. He is a great defensive player, and I hope he's able to recover, but
I don't.
You got to sit back and have a laugh at that. That's just funny.
If anything, that moment just encapsulates the entirety of the Niners.
That encapsulates the entirety of the game.
It was just so bad.
Both teams, in their worst moments in that game, were beating themselves.
Yes.
No team got a real big advantage over the other one. It was because they were making their own mistakes, you know. They couldn't hold on to the football. Both teams fumbled it in the first half.
I think the biggest, like, margin in point difference was when the Niners scored that, it was a touchdown, so it was 7, no, it was 10-0.
At one point, it was 17-3.
Yes, 17-3, because they did the field goal, then they got the touchdown. And then they got another touchdown, and then the Chiefs got a field goal in, and we thought, okay, this is Niners game. This is Niner gang bang all the way, whatever the fuck they say.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Whatever. They got gang bang by the Chiefs at the end.
Yeah.
But then the Chiefs made a comeback that I'm like, how? How?
They do that. That's just what the Chiefs do. But
no, they didn't do that against us or against you.
No, they didn't. And the comeback they tried to make against us, we stomped it out pretty quick. Two defensive touchdowns in 7 seconds, by the way.
They should put us against them
again. I also want to add, the last team to beat the Chiefs, also pretty convincingly, was the Las Vegas Raiders.
And the first team to beat the Chiefs was the Lions. Pretty convincing, too.
That was 1 point, but anyway.
Well, to be fair, it's the Lions beating the Chiefs.
It means more to us.
It meant more to us. We're the 0-6.
They've been beating us down like for the past 20 fucking years.
0-16, motherfucker.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You're right. You have the worst team.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.
So I wanted to ask your opinion on this too. You know, moving away from the Super Bowl for just a second. The league awards were given out, and Lamar Jackson was given MVP.
Bull fucking shit. If you're MVP...
You don't believe me? He was.
No, look, no. I know he got the award because you sent me the thing, and I sent you the same thing I'm about to say. Bull fucking shit. You want to be the MVP, you go to the Super Bowl. And then people say, oh, that doesn't matter. It's like, well, it doesn't matter?
I'll tell you what he is the most valuable player at.
At choking?
He is the most valuable player at taking a team for their money. He's one of the highest paid quarterbacks. He's one of the only quarterbacks that hasn't taken them very far.
I'll tell you why you're wrong. There's one man who did that better than he did.
Aaron Rodgers.
As much as I would like to give that award to Aaron Rodgers, no.
Deshaun Watson.
No.
Who are you talking about?
Jimmy G.
Oh, yeah.
He played, what, three games?
Yeah.
Give Deshaun Watson his due. He played 14 games in three seasons.
And how many did he lose?
I don't know. He was out for a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know. But speaking of the Browns, while we're on the topic of Deshaun Watson, comeback player of the year was given to Joe Flacco.
Who else?
A lot of people were saying Baker Mayfield, and I can see it because they did make a deep run in the playoffs, but it took Baker a little while during the season to come to. And I think that's what they were taking away from was his performance early in the season. And then late in the season, he turned it on.
Tampa Bay doesn't have that long ago since they won the Super Bowl, even though it was with Brady. You also have to take that into consideration. Is it better to take a team who's only a few years removed from the Super Bowl win than a team who's, what, more than a decade removed?
Well, then who's the comeback, the team or the player? Who's making the comeback?
A little bit of both.
I'm just glad they didn't give it to Damar Hamlin.
Isn't that the guy that died?
Yes.
I confuse him and the bald guy from the Vikings.
No, the bald guy didn't die.
Well, his career's dead.
Yeah. Are you talking about Adrian Peterson?
The guy who replaced Kirk Cousins.
Oh, Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, Josh Dobbs. That's what I'm talking about.
He didn't really barely have a career. He just kind of came in.
Yeah, and it came.
You want to know who career's dead and it didn't even start?
Aaron Rodgers.
Tommy DeVito. The passing paisan.
No, look, it was that one, it was his manager that got him over. That's the one reason he got over was his manager.
And all of a sudden they were like, where's the freaking gabagoo?
It lasted for like a week and a half.
It was a craze.
And then it died.
Also, head coach of the year.
Dan Campbell. Woo! Much deserved.
No, but I think it should have gone to Dan.
Wasn't it the head coach for the Browns?
Yeah, it went to Kevin Stefanski, head coach of the Browns, which, okay, yeah, he did have a great season. But Dan Campbell.
We got further than that, he did.
Much further.
But I think they penalized him for those last few play calls.
Yeah, that wasn't smart.
Look, all I'm saying is he learned from his mistake. He got us there. All right, let's see what happens next year.
And you heard what he said. He said, we're going to the Super Bowl no matter what it takes next year.
I'll hold you to that, Dan. I'll hold you to that. I'll dye my hair blue.
If he doesn't do it, fire him.
No.
But also, Defensive Player of the Year was given to Myles Garrett.
What? Who the fuck is that?
He's the defensive end, also for the Cleveland Browns. This was a Cleveland Browns packed awards ceremony. Now, I can understand it. You don't know much about him, but Myles Garrett is a good player. He put up great numbers this year.
But is it enough to be considered defensive player of the year?
Yeah, it was pretty competitive. TJ Watt got some votes as well. TJ Watt, you know, defensive end for the Steelers. Great guy.
Yeah, can see him.
One guy that got overlooked, did not get a single vote for the award, who probably had a better season than any of the guys that were in consideration, was Max Crosby. Not one single vote.
Look, and he Max
had a,
is good.
He had a better year than TJ Watt. I know that for sure.
Max is good, but you really didn't hear much about him. And I think that has to be factored in.
Well, you didn't hear much about Myles Garrett either. You didn't know who he was until just now.
That is true. That is true. I'll give you that.
So, I thought that was, you know, I'm not saying he should have won the award. I thought TJ Watt should have won the award, honestly. But Max Crosby getting snubbed a single vote was kind of disappointing. I'll leave it at that. Did we get off topic? We got off topic.
Yeah,
we just transitioned from the Super Bowl. Well, yeah, the Super Bowl was what it was. You know, it was entertaining in, you know, overtime ish. But as soon as he threw that game-winning touchdown in overtime, I was like, well.
No, it wasn't.
We both just kind of sighed. No, we're like,
it wasn't the game-winning touchdown. It was the fact that the defense for the Niners left a gaping hole.
Oh,
right in the middle. And Mahomes just ran right through it. From, what was it, the 40-yard line all the way to the 13-yard line.
Yeah, and I understand you have injuries on the defensive side.
But
of
stupidity.
The ball, but you don't have guys that don't know the plays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well,
like as soon as we saw that, we were like, oh fuck.
Man, just moans and groans. But on that note, it is my understanding that the 49ers defensive coordinator was fired this morning.
Yep, Steve Wilks has been fired.
And I mean, can you blame them?
There are fuck ups and there are like disastrous fuck ups.
And their defense this year has not been tremendous. I mean, they had a high scoring offense and that's mostly what won them their games. But if you want to win the big one, then you've got to have a good defense. The Chiefs were not what the Chiefs used to be.
No. They're not the Chiefs from 2 years ago, a year ago. No.
They, and everybody was hyping on them because of the playoffs and how good they were doing in the playoffs.
No, they weren't. They weren't doing good. They were barely getting by.
They were barely getting by, but everybody was saying, well, they're winning, and that's all that matters. I'm like, technically, yes. Yeah. Technically, yes, but you watch them play, and you see them make mistakes that they didn't make a year ago or 2 years ago. It was
a year and a half ago, because during the latter part of the season from last year, well, 2 years ago now, they, and you were saying it, what is going on with this Chiefs? Like you were saying, I think Mahomes is injured or something like that, because they're not firing on all cylinders. And then the first half, they were really good. And now 2023 came in and they were just blah.
Yeah.
And they continued to be blah.
They just, I don't want to say they weren't competitive, because they were competitive to a degree, but there was some games that were just really, really close that should have never been really, really close.
Honestly, if you want to talk about Super Bowl level teams, you look at the Niners, and I always go back to Niners and Lions, but we played them in the regular season. They whooped our ass drastically. Like, the championship game was just a repeat of earlier in the season where they just completely annihilated us. But then you look at us playing against the Chiefs the first game of the season, and we beat them. And that's a game that should not have been close for us. We should have lost to the Chiefs, just like we lost to the Niners twice.
The Raiders should not have beat the Chiefs on Christmas Day.
No, you guys shouldn't.
But we did.
Especially because, going back to Max, he wasn't 100% that day.
Oh, no, he hasn't been 100% all year. He just had two surgeries in the past couple weeks, I want to say, or the past month or so. So, I'm just saying, I think if Tyler Bass wasn't a complete dumbass, we would have got the right Super Bowl. That Bills, watching that game, and I know the Chiefs won that game, But watching the Bills and Chiefs game, the Bills were the better team.
Would the Bills have beaten the Ravens?
You want me to be honest? I don't think the Ravens were ready to make it in the playoffs. I mean, once they got to the playoffs, they played the Texans. Not taking anything away from the Texans, but...
They shouldn't have been there, but they were. And that's the thing, that the Texans have improved massively.
Yes, and I'm looking for them to be a big threat in the AFC next year.
They have to be.
They have to be. But right now, they're not complete. And so you beat the Texans. Okay, so what? You move on the next week and you go and play the Chiefs. You embarrass yourself against the Chiefs. I mean, it was the same situation we had with the Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys for the past several years. I mean, these teams that we think are ready, we see them in the regular season. Once they get to the playoffs, they shut down.
Miami's in the same boat.
Miami's in the same... Well, I give Miami a pass because the first playoff game they had to play in record low temperatures, and they are not used to that at all. You could see patches of ice on the field everywhere. So I give them a pass because that they're from Miami. They're the Dolphins.
Yeah, but throughout the regular season, they were starting to disappoint. And that's the thing that we got to take into consideration.
They had that one 72-point game that everybody went nuts over. No, it was just 70 points. Everybody went nuts over, and then you never really heard about
it. And
that
was the beginning of that was their highlight.
Yeah, that really was their best performance all year.
Yeah, like the Lions have multiple best performances throughout the season. Like you can pinpoint different moments. Obviously, the first big one was us beating the Chiefs, but then you saw these moments of us breaking records that we haven't either had or haven't reached ever.
Consistent.
We have never been consistently this good, and we were consistently that good, and we got all the way to the championship. Granted, again, we lost, but if you look at our regular season, it correlates to where we ended up in the playoffs. If you look at the regular season for the Chiefs, it does not correlate as the best team.
No. And they
Niners, that's the on the other hand, it does. But then...
In a way, but the Niners also had problems being consistent too. The Niners, you know, early in the season, I was saying the Niners are the most complete football team in football. I was saying the same thing about the Eagles too. But
well, the that's Niners, until the end.
Yeah, the wheels fell off, or the wheels started to fall off, and everything just kind of fell apart. So, but yeah, Kansas City is your Super Bowl champions. That game was also really hard to watch because of Paramount Plus's stream.
Oh my God. We had so much issue with Paramount Plus that honestly, they should never be allowed to stream another football game in their lives.
But it got to like, it kept going back and playing the same clip over and over again, or the audio would be like 10 seconds ahead of, you know, the video feed. And then you had like...
And then the video feed would speed up to correlate with the audio. And then you were like, what the fuck? And remember at one point it sent you from the CBS station to the, what was it? The DraftKings one during halftime?
Yeah, during halftime. But if you'll also remember when you clicked the link for the actual stream of the Super Bowl, because that was the only way to fix it. When you went out of it, the audio would catch back up with the video, and you know, it's fine. But at one point, we went out of it, and then we clicked the link again, and it took us to the fucking news. And we had to go and find the actual channel that it was on, and we went to that channel. It's my understanding we were not the only people that had this kind of problem.
No, during not the preseason. What the fuck is it called? The
pre-show.
The pre-show. People were reporting blackouts, like they would lose the feed entirely. They patched it up enough so that you could actually watch it somewhat.
And I wasn't about to go watch the fucking thing on Nickelodeon, so.
Honestly, it might have been a more stable feed.
No.
Just turn the audio off.
I mean, it was stable, like, you know, technically it was stable, but, you know, I wouldn't have been mentally stable. I get why they're doing it, but still, at the same time. What did you think about Usher's halftime performance? Just like the game.
I didn't really like it.
I think it was just like the game, just eh.
I think people are like trying to make the whoever performs at halftime be bigger than they are, because if you looked at the live reaction of everybody, it was like, oh my God, Usher! Oh my God, this is so good! Yet the lead up before it was, this is going to be the drizzling shits. And then afterwards, everybody's saying, this is the drizzling shits. But during the entire time, people were like, oh my God, yeah, yeah, oh God.
Usher, even though we only know one song from him and all that kind of shit. It was, I mean, it was all right. It was cool.
You know one song from him. I don't know his songs.
You don't know any of them, but
I got taste.
It was cool seeing Lil Jon and Ludacris. I would have just preferred a Lil Jon and Ludacris halftime performance. That would have been ludicrous.
I'm telling you what. I know you don't like her, but I would have rather had Taylor Swift out there because at least she gives you a performance.
Well, no, Post Malone was there and he played a song at...
No, he sang America the Beautiful.
Yeah, he was there. I would have loved to have a fucking Post Malone halftime show.
I don't like Post Malone, but I'll take Post Malone.
He's a great performer. But...
Fuck, Machine Gun Kelly would have been better.
Oh my gosh, shut up. Unless Megan Fox was out there.
Well, he said she wouldn't be.
Okay, yeah. Then I'm in.
But, you know, through all these problems, through all this lame game, do you know that this has been the most watched Super Bowl game of all time?
Now, I know for a fact that Roger Goodell estimated that this Super Bowl was going to get 200 million views.
Oh, God, he was way off.
How many did they get?
123.7 million views.
And it's the most viewed of all time.
Yes, it is. I mean, I'm telling you, if they would have had Taylor come out during a halftime show, that's how you got your 200 million.
Shut up.
Look, it's an international audience.
I gained a little respect for her when they went to her chugging a beer. That was pretty cool.
I chugged one beer. What? Chugged another beer. What?
Hey, what was your favorite Super Bowl commercial?
I don't know. We couldn't really watch the feed.
I liked the Kawasaki one where Steve Austin had a mullet.
But that's just because you haven't seen Steve Austin with hair since the 90s.
Yeah. And he was balding back then.
Okay, hold on. I got you something.
Okay.
112 million people were tuned in to CBS. That's just all it says. 112 million. It doesn't say if it was 112 just through cable, satellite, whatever, or was it 112 including Paramount Plus?
So I wonder how many were tuned into the Nickelodeon feed.
And, okay, so apparently the number two most watched Super Bowl was Chiefs and the Eagles.
Okay, so last year's.
I do believe so. Did they play before?
Yeah, that was last year's.
No, like before last year.
Oh, no, not in the Super Bowl.
Okay, so then it was that last year.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I mean, I guess Super Bowl numbers are going up, I guess.
I think it's more the halftime and the fact that every bar in America is playing the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know, man. It's just, I thought it was a disappointment. I didn't really like it.
I'm not a big fan of the whole pageantry about the Super Bowl halftime show. I get why it's a big deal, but they call it the biggest concert of the year, and they go out and they play for, like, what, 10 minutes?
It was 15 for Usher.
15 for us. He should have taken 5.
Oh, dude, he was just covered in sweat.
Oh, he was gassed. Oh, man. I felt so bad for him. I was like, somebody get this man a water. But when he had, I was a little bit disturbed by the way he was touching on Alicia Keys.
I don't know who Alicia Keys is.
Oh, my God. The girl in the fucking red leotard. You know who Alicia Keys is?
No, I actually do not.
All right.
I grew up Mexican. Well, I know Mexican artists. I don't know American. Everything that I've listened to, I have found out through my own self by listening to, hey, I remember this song. It's Slow Ride by Foghat. I used to play this on the PS2 in Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock. Great game, by the way. And then I kind of fell in a rabbit hole of, hey, what is this guy Ozzy Osbourne? So, my God, what happened to his wife?
What happened to Ozzy? More importantly, what happened to the bat? But so I'm sitting here across from someone whose only American musical knowledge is Guitar Hero 3.
Well, it started out. That's what led to the passion of it. Hey, to be fair, they had a lot of bangers on there. And if you wanted to start with music, that's
I'm not shitting on Guitar Hero 3, but
you're just shitting on me.
I'm just shitting on you. That's kind of disappointing.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
But well, what was your favorite Super Bowl halftime show that you've seen?
I've gone back and seen the Prince one. I thought that was pretty cool.
That one was awesome. That's probably the most iconic when it started raining while he was singing Purple Rain.
But out of the ones that I've watched, it would have to be the one with Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, and 50 Cent.
That one was really cool.
Yeah, that one was really good. I really loved the hip-hop like vibe to it. Honestly, I wish that was it, the Death Star. Instead of, wasn't it the...
it was in SoFi Stadium in
SoFi Stadium, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, they had to do it there because of, you know, the location. Because Compton was right up the road, all that kind of
stuff. Fair enough.
Yeah, so...
I still would have preferred Taylor Swift to Usher.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly because I know Taylor would have given it, like, a really good performance.
I understand.
Anyway, enough about the Super Bowl, because we're just rambling about, like...
Just Super Bowl in general, yeah.
No, but let's talk about the after show, and specifically the after party, where Jason Kelce found a Rey Mysterio 49ers theme. Well, it wasn't 49ers theme, but it was like... It was
red and gold. Yeah.
I'm guessing it's 49ers because he's from San Diego. Niners are San Francisco. Same state, same feel. But Jason found it on the ground of the party room. He put it on and he just started partying. And then you have this shot of Taylor and Travis Kelce, and they're like a little bit slow dancing. You know, they're just having fun. And then they pan the camera to Jason, and he's just going all out. Boom.
You just got this Neanderthal in a Rey Mysterio mask. Exactly. Just going like,
wah! Next to a guy wearing a marshmallow helmet.
I don't think that was Marshmallow himself.
I think it might have been. For the Super Bowl after party, wouldn't you take that gig?
I mean, you're right.
Which I don't even understand the appeal of that guy.
But yeah.
Play some actual music. Make your own shit. Don't just mix.
But Jason Kelce is becoming... The party man of USA.
And then afterwards, I saw a picture of somebody took him at the Las Vegas airport, and they were like, I know the face of a Las Vegas hangover when I see it. And Jason Kelce is the definition.
Oh, yeah. Well, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, so don't mention that again.
His wife hopes.
Oh, yeah. Man, I forgot he has a wife and kids. They must be embarrassed.
His wife is such a sweet, tolerant lady because she's not like...
He's such a loud, just burly man.
And you see like other people's wives like Travis Kelce, obviously Taylor Swift, and then you have Brittany Mahomes, and they're like kind of very lively and stuff. And then you see his Jason Kelce's wife in the back, and she's just going like, oh my God, Jason, what are you doing? Get back in here and put your shirt back on.
Oh, I forgot to mention this earlier. Jackson Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes' brother, he wasn't allowed to sit. I think this was at the NFL Honors.
Yes.
He wasn't allowed to sit with them. And his wife, Brittany Mahomes, was sitting there. And,
oh, Patrick's wife.
Yeah, Patrick's wife was sitting there. And then she was just like, oh, well. So like he didn't. Like she didn't try to fight for him. And they were like, no, you can't sit over here, buddy.
Oh, did you see him in the press box where
he was picking his nose?
No, like I didn't see him.
Oh, earlier in the day he was.
Oh, you know why? Because I just realized Taylor Swift and her gang were sitting at a different press box. Usually she sits with Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah, Brittany was. I don't think Brittany. Oh, Brittany was on the sideline, I think.
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know. We're giving these women a little bit too much
attention. We're giving them too much attention.
We're doing what the NFL does. We're panning to them.
Well, you live long enough to see yourself become a villain, don't you?
Yeah. Now, let's talk about what happened yesterday in the aftermath of the Super Bowl win.
The parade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we're about to take this down really low. So, obviously, after winning a Super Bowl, the city hosts a parade where the players come down and, you know, everybody's seeing them, everybody's cheering them on. And normally, there might be a little scuffle or two, but that's about it. And somebody, like, says, hey, Matt, why are you stepping on my shoe? And it's like, go fuck yourself. Fuck yourself. Go fuck you. They go at it. Boom, boom, boom. Nobody gets hurt except the two idiots, right? Well... Of course, living in America, there's always that one dumbass with a gun. And in this case, it's not being labeled a terroristic thing. It's not even being labeled as intended to shoot people for the sake of shooting people. Apparently, it was something that it started as an argument between people somebody pulled out a gun. It might have been multiple people because three people were arrested for it. And they shot and about 21 people were shot. And then one additional person was also shot, but she ended up passing away. It was a mother of two, and she was also a local DJ.
So this was all just, this was started from a regular parade argument like you have?
Yeah, it escalated, and then somebody pulled out a gun, and again, there's not a lot of details going around, but we know people were shot. Some of them were kids.
Yeah.
That's the sad part. Some of them were kids, and then if I remember, six people were in immediate life-threatening injuries. They were like, they needed to go to the hospital right away because they could die. And some of them had sustained some injuries where they can get worse. And a few of them were like, got shot, but it wasn't life threatening.
Yeah.
Overall, it was just a couple of people took a fun, happy situation and then they just completely tarnished it. And it might change the way cities now do parades for the NFL because how can this happen? Like, this is supposed to be a momentous occasion. Like, why are you pulling out a fucking gun?
And there was one fan. One of the fans actually tackled one of the guys with a gun.
A couple of fans.
A couple of them. But they interviewed one of the guys, and you know that was the only guy that I knew of and saw, but props to him. But he looked like a guy I wouldn't want to fuck with either, so.
It was just a really bad situation.
Oh, yeah.
So that's as far as we're going to go. We're not going to get into the politicalness of it, whether guns should be banned or not, because that, once again, that's the big topic at the center of this thing. But we're going to move on, and we're also going to talk about how Travis Kelce is catching fire because he was caught partying a couple hours after the incident.
Well, did he know? So this was a couple hours. Did he know that it happened?
Davis, everybody in the country knew that it was going on.
Within what time? What time frame do we have? Like, you know, could it just be like, you know, he didn't look down and check his phone within the next couple hours? He just
no, like they disbanded, like the
how close
the police got in there and they disbanded it.
How close was this to the actual float?
I'm not sure.
That's the other thing we got to think about, because, you know.
But look, after a couple of hours,
it could have been like he got back to the hotel and he looked down at his phone. He's like, oh, holy shit.
No. But this was definitely more than a couple hours after the incident. And the police, I think they closed down the parade quickly and they told everybody, go home. And look, everybody, when something like this happens, everybody's running and you know something bad happened. You cannot tell me that they didn't know what was going on. Now, whether it's morally right to party after something like that, I'm not at liberty to judge on that.
Yeah, I mean, and he could have a substantial amount of alcohol in his system at that point that, you know, there's not really, you know, his judgment's off. He doesn't really compute what's happening at that point. So I don't like Travis, but I think it's a little
give
quick.
Him a benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't have any good transitions to come out of a shooting. I'm going to call it what it is. It's a mass shooting because 22 people got shot, one dead. So it's just a nasty thing. And I know we're not supposed to leave it on a somber note, but, you know, we don't have anything more to talk about.
Well, people are saying Christian Horner might not have his job for much longer.
Oh, God, don't get me started on that fucking bullshit. A bunch of ha-ha with unsourced claims. We're going to talk about this when we come back from our break, okay?
Because hopefully things will break about it. By then,
they don't even know if it's going to, the investigation is going to be done by the time the race starts. That's how like close to this we're getting.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like a lot of, too many things have been alleged. Not enough things have been proven.
We don't even know exactly.
We don't know what's going on.
No, we don't even know what the investigation's about. There's zero actual evidence saying oh, this is what's going on. This is
Does
is
that concern you?
No, because that kind of says it's...
They can't find. Does that say they can't find anything, or does that say they found something and they're keeping it very close?
To me, it says, well, this isn't sexual harassment, because immediately, or assault, or any of that stuff, because immediately he would have been kicked to the curb.
Nope, Vince McMahon.
But that's the difference. He doesn't own the company.
Oh, yeah, but he might as well.
Yeah. But we're going to talk about that whenever the news actually comes out with what's going on and stuff like that. We're not going to speculate anymore on that.
Rumors and speculation, baby.
But before we go off, I want to ask you, what do you think about this? We have done a year's worth of content last week with 52 episodes, one a week.
Yeah.
We took a extended break at the end of 22.
A few extended breaks.
Yeah.
So,
how long do you think this break's going to be?
Give it a couple weeks. I'll get busy and then we'll
never do this again.
You'll never hear our voices again.
No, we're going to go on a 3-week break. In the meantime, we're actually not going to stop working, mostly because we're money hungry whores.
Working on another project of ours coming soon.
The Shattered Minds podcast.
Trailers on wherever, I guess you listen to trailers.
If you want to listen to the trailer, it's a really old trailer, which eventually I'll get around to changing it. But it gives you a little bit of an idea of what we're going to talk about.
It's there. Yeah. It exists. You can find it.
Apparently, a lot of people from Frankfurt, Germany have watched that trailer.
Do they even understand what you're saying?
Yes, they are actually a lot smarter than us Americans. They know more than one language.
Oh.
English is, like, you have to learn English in Europe.
Apparently, they're not smart enough to not let a Nazi regime take over their country. But that's another podcast.
Wait a minute. Hey, stop talking about America like that. Anyway, that's as political as we'll ever get.
Well, thank you guys for listening to the episode of The Waterboy Experience. You can follow us on Twitter at The Waterboy Pod, TikTok at The Waterboy Pod as well, or on Instagram at The Waterboy Pod. Stay tuned. We're going to have some changes coming to the show. We might have a little bit of rebranding, a little bit of shakeups here and there.
We're changing the theme a little bit. We're not changing the chord sound of it, but a little bit of the clips. Yeah. Make change like the cover of the podcast, maybe
may even change the name, thinking about it.
Yeah,
but we need a working title. Thank you guys for this episode of the Waterboy Experience, and
watch out for the Shattered Minds podcast pilot coming out sometime in the next 3 weeks.
Peace.
Second and goal just outside the 10.